Times. It's 9:23. I'm Audie Braun.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
At this moment.
That's very nice, Thelma. Yeah. I'm Audie Braun. We'll talk later. No. Okay. Anyway, well, think you know all about love? Think again. Toronto Opera Atelier presents All Is Love from April 11th to April 14th. That is at Kerner Hall, when they offer up delicious music that spans several centuries. Here to talk more about love is Opera Atelier's co-artistic director, Marshall Pinkowski. Good morning.
Good morning. Ooh. Great to be here.
Yes. The program looks absolutely wonderful. Jean and I have been talking about it for a few days. Tell us more about what's in your boîte aux bijoux.
Well, you know, it's the hardest thing was choosing, of course. You're looking at opera and you're talking about love, whether it's something that's positive, something that's frightening, something that's violent. There are all different aspects. The hardest thing was choosing. But the thing that I'm really excited about, we are looking at the Baroque composers, the people associate with Opera Atelier and Tafo Music. And this is the writing that we love and that we've cut our teeth on. But we want to redraw the map in terms of what is meant by period performance. Mm-hmm. We are doing period performances of Rinaldo On and the first act of Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande.
So what is a period performance practice of that era?
Well, Pelléas, for example, we're looking at the fact that the first performance was on gut string. The size of the orchestra that you hear today is enormously bloated, usually in relation to what the original orchestration was. So again, we're not trying to be a museum. We're not slavishly following exactly what happened originally, but we are taking a look at what was the orchestration, what did the instrument sound like, and also how did this play, which became an opera, fit into the French psyche and fit into Debussy's psyche. Debussy, you know, was a huge fan of Rameau. He just worshipped him. So to put Rameau and Debussy on the same program, you start to hear really fascinating links between them.
Mm-hmm. So are you talking here now about emotional links?
I'm talking about emotional links, but also musical links.
So when you talked about the gut strings, now you were talking about gut strings, of course, but Baroque strings, that was a whole different thing, instrument-wise as well, the strings.
Yes, Tafo Music will be playing on modern instruments for the Debussy.
Oh, lovely.
But then using gut strings, and also, I mean, some of the wind instruments also we're having to look specifically for 19th century instruments, particularly as we look toward a full production of Debussy, which will be happening in the next couple
of years. Now, I'm also curious to know, Marshall, about the costumes. Yeah. Do you do quick changes and stuff to go with each century?
Do you know, we're really focusing more on what is happening visually behind the performers. Our designer, Gerard Gauci, has created a fantastic collection of beautiful paintings that reflect the whole symbolist aesthetic that is going through really the entire evening. Mm-hmm. So those images keep changing as the lighting changes and as we move from one scene to another. Mm-hmm. So we don't want it to be a variety show.
No.
It really is like a dream. In fact, it begins with Morpheus, the god of sleep, on stage, and Eros, the two people who are controlling the show. Mm. They put the performers to sleep. They put the audience to sleep, ostensibly. It's a dream. Mm-hmm. And just as a dream can start to spin and make sense in a crazy sort of way, we're hoping it's the same thing. And by the end of the program, the entire stage is littered with sleeping singers, sleeping dancers, like the sleeping princess.
Nice. Just before we talk about the singers, because of course we have to get to that.
Yeah.
So these paintings you're talking about, they are projected behind the stage on a giant screen.
On a giant screen.
Fantastic.
And then we also use that for our surtitles as well. But it really is focusing on the paintings, and paintings that are very much influenced both by the music, by the text, but also painters of the various periods.
Fascinating.
So, you know, with the Pelléas, we're looking at Odilon Redon, for example, as a takeoff point. So there are things that you recognize, and at the same time, there's this ephemeral quality that all the edges are blurred, which I find in Rameau, and of course, naturally, we find in Debussy as well.
I'm kind of curious. It's in Kerner Hall, which is one of the best acoustics around, not just in the city, but, you know, in Canada. And, well, I would I would challenge it about in the States as
well.
I
agree.
But so how does it work? I mean, is the because this is all set and staged beautifully, yes. Where does the orchestra sit?
You know, in Kerner Hall, you are able to remove several rows of seats. It's on a hydraulic lift.
Wow.
So we create an orchestra pit in front of the stage.
Okay.
So we have an enormous playing area to work with.
Oh, lovely.
We also have added architecture. We've added a staircase. We've added things to Kerner Hall. So, but things that fit in with the hall. We don't want this to be an apology as though we wish we were
no,
in the theater.
No.
We want it to look as though it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
So the finish of the architecture that we're creating is the same finish as the walls, as Kerner Hall. So hopefully some people will think, oh, I didn't remember there was a staircase there.
Yeah, and you won't after this.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to talk about the singers?
Well, yes, we should.
Yeah.
So can you just tell us?
Yeah, we have a wonderful lineup, and we're particularly thrilled that we have Misha Brugger-Gonsman-Lee with us, and she has just received that fantastic award, the Governor General Award for Lifetime Achievement in the Performing Arts.
Yes.
Youngest singer, youngest person ever to receive it.
Oh.
So, yeah, very, very exciting. But Misha, she, along with our assistant conductor, just after COVID, they did a wonderful sort of, I hate to say medley because it's more profound than that, but of Purcell and of Rinaldo Ahn. They mix the two of them together in order to open the program. Yes, a fusion.
Interesting.
And it was completely unexpected. They performed it when we first showed our film of Angel, and they surprised us by saying, we're dedicating this to Marshall and Jeanette. We're so thrilled that we worked through the pandemic. This is for you because we know you love both of these composers.
Fantastic.
So it's really very beautiful. It's in French, it's in English, it's really seamless. Now, we have many of our favorite performers, Colin Ainsworth, of course.
Yes, beautiful
we're doing,
tenor.
Yeah, we're doing excerpts of things that we love most and that we know our audience loves. Corrine White, Megan Lindsay, who is singing the Melisande.
Yeah.
And Danielle McMillan, that wonderful, wonderful dark.
Yes, she is,
so she's really something. I was working with her yesterday. What a unique, interesting voice, almost a contralto. Cynthia Smithers, Douglas Williams.
Yes.
Very, very interesting singer who we work with more and more.
Baritone,
Yes, a baritone, but a sort of a bass baritone. And he's singing Golo. So it's interesting. Golo is so often played by sort of an aging, broken down man.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a Golo who is in the prime of life, who is muscular and on top of things and sexual.
Oh, very exciting.
So it's very interesting. It creates a very different dynamic for that piece of repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse Blumberg, who is so wonderful. He's moved to Toronto. His wife is playing with Tafel Music now. So it's
fantastic.
Our gain across the board.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, and then all of the artists of Atelier Ballet and, of course, Tafel Music.
It sounds delicious all around.
And so before we wind up here, I understand you've done this production twice now.
Yes.
Or maybe one and a half times. Do you know, Jean,
Let's talk about that for a second.
It's incredible. In February of 2022, when the COVID restrictions were lifted, we were the first theater company in Toronto out the door. We had to fight it through with our board, with everyone saying, we want to do one performance in Kerner Hall. We were allowed a 50% house with COVID regulations. We chose a day. We put all his love together. And that day, the truckers took over the city. All access to that part of the city was closed down. The subways were closed.
Oh.
And there was a snowstorm. It was like everything conspired against us. We ended up with 250 intrepid audience members and some critics who walked there.
Wow.
An incredible response, critically and from our audience. We just walked away laughing and said, we have to do this again. And when I say walked away, Jeanette and
literally,
I walked home to Davisville.
I'm sure you did.
But you know, we were so happy. So we're thrilled to come back to this. That was a thrilling dry run.
Yeah.
Now we come back.
Now you come back.
Yes, and we're just...
There's always a rhyme or reason for these things, right?
I think so. I like to think that these things have a way of working out if everyone is doing what they're doing for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, all is love. We're driven by love, like you, like both of you. You know
what
that is.
You thrive on love.
What else do you do?
L'amour, Liebe, l'amour.
Sure, absolutely.
We got
Thank
it.
You so much for coming in and talking
Always
with
a pleasure.
Us, Marshall. We've been talking with Marshall Pinkowski about Opera Atelier's production of All is Love. It's taking place at Kerner Hall in the TELUS Center for the Performing Arts and Learning. You can go, the ticket link is operaatelier.com. Or shall I give them the phone number for Kerner Hall?
Or operaatelier.com/tickets.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. The number for Kerner Hall is 416-408-0208. It's going to be a wonderful production, I can just tell.
It is. Thank
you.
All
the best, Marshall.
Thanks a million.